From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, more miracle claims for a diet pill. This time there are research findings to support them. First, the lead, sports. Major League Baseball says it will fight efforts by Congress to force active and retired star players to testify about their alleged steroid use. The House Government Reform Committee has subpoenaed Jason Giambi, Sammy Sosa, and Mark McGuire, among others, to appear at a hearing on Capitol Hill next week. Joining us now is NPR's Tom Goldman, who's been following this story. Tom, this seems like just another congressional hearing last week, but now these subpoenas are issued and things have changed.
That's a good point, Alex. Congress has been in baseball's face on this issue before. Some say baseball's toughened steroid policy is because of pressure from the president and from Congress. So people were scratching their heads saying, why another one of these? But with those subpoenas that were issued yesterday, this congressional committee made it quite clear they were very serious. And the reasons being that they say it's important to get to the bottom of steroid use, alleged by some to be widespread in the 1980s, particularly in the early to mid-1990s. And it's significant, according to the committee, as a matter of cheating and a public health issue, especially because of concerns about teenagers in sports using steroids.
So are these star players actually going to appear before congressional committees and get up and say, either I did it or I didn't do it?
That's the big question right now. Jose Canseco has said he's willing to testify. Canseco is, of course, the former Oakland A's slugger, self-proclaimed godfather of steroids, and his new book makes accusations against some of the game's biggest stars. Right now, baseball is saying the others won't show up. Baseball is challenging the subpoenas on what it says are solid merits, for instance, privacy issues, also on the issue of jurisdiction. Baseball says the committee doesn't have jurisdiction over the drug testing issue, which is part of private collective bargaining in baseball. And then baseball officials say there's the potential taint of legal proceedings. At least one of the guys subpoenaed, Jason Giambi, has testified before the Balco doping scandal, the grand jury investigating that. And Giambi may also be called to trial, as others may. And the lawyer for baseball says pursuing Giambi is, quote, an absolutely excessive and unprecedented misuse of congressional power.
Well, that may be what baseball's saying, but it doesn't sound as though this House committee is backing down.
No, they're firing right back. They consider baseball's argument legally weak. They say absolutely the committee has oversight over this matter. It's a federal matter because steroid use without a doctor's prescription is breaking federal law. They say the idea that they will taint the legal process is baloney. They say they often work things out in investigations like these. They work with prosecutors and defense lawyers. Sometimes witnesses are offered limited immunity.
Tom, how come Barry Bonds' name hasn't surfaced in all this? I mean, there are big allegations about him, and he's the biggest star in the game, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Biggest star in the game. And every time there's a steroid story, you know, Bonds' name comes up. A committee spokesman said Bonds was not asked to testify because, and I'm quoting here, Bonds' manner in recent interviews suggests he could detract from the seriousness and focus of the hearing. Personally, I think they're afraid of him. He's a very snarly guy, particularly when it comes to the steroids issue. The direct quote from the committee member, "We want the hearing to be about Major League Baseball and steroids and the impact on young people, not about Barry Bonds." And I think they just feel that Barry Bonds would steal the show.
Well, the other thing they can't want is this steroid story to go on with spring training underway and the season actually about to start. What is going to happen next?
Well, the practical process here that unfolds, if the subpoenas are defied, if the two sides can't agree, the committee has the option of voting on contempt charges. And at that point, baseball would have the choice of relenting or pursuing its challenge. The House of Representatives would vote on contempt. If the vote upholds the committee's position, then it all goes to court. And if it's decided that the subpoenas are legitimate and that people are defying legitimate subpoenas, those people can go to jail.
NPR's Tom Goldman following this story for us. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, Alex.